Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, welcome everybody. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee. It's where we talk about the political issues of the day over a cup of coffee. Because, you know, politics, unfortunately, impacts every area of your life, whether you like it or not. Sometimes I don't much like it. But it's a reality that we have. In fact, it's not just reality. It's not a negative. It's a positive. If you think about it the right way. And every day we talk about these stories that are happening in Oregon or worldwide or right here nationally. But the entire purpose of giving you ideas, phrases, thoughts about how you can persuade persuadable people when it comes to politics. It's the whole reason I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do this show and read stuff till I fall asleep, reading stuff late at night. I don't do it, folks, I don't do this show just to hear myself talk. I do it because I want to make a difference, and I want you to make a difference. And I think that's probably why most of you listen. And I hope that you get something of value from this show, because every day I want that to happen. Now, I get a huge volume of email from some of you, Tim. There's just so much going on here. And some of it is nationally, and it revolves around this, to be honest with you, about this national election. And it clearly impacts us here in Oregon. Watched the Michigan hearing last night. It got really contentious in the House of Representatives, because there was a couple of Democrats on it that were being Democrats. So that's their role. But, you know, Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis did a great job, as did the colonel, who dispelled something that is, well, that someone may say to you. Now, it's something that happened on Fox News. Eric Schahn, who's a really good reporter for them, said in one of the shows that they're alleging these vote dumps and that it's wrong. These are just uploads of ballots that have already been counted. Now, that was addressed last night in the hearing. And it was addressed by the colonel, because that same thing was parroted during the colonel's testimony. This is the guy that you've seen. He's the former information warfare officer. And it was a question was asked him by a Republican representative who's, you know, really trying to get to the truth here. Let's just put it that way. Because, folks, you got to understand that the same dynamics are occurring in every one of these states that Rudy and Jenna Ellis and this colonel and others have been going to. The same dynamic is in play. It is that, frankly, what's really being asked here is it's being asked, the legislators are being asked to quite literally change the electors. Now, that's Jenna Ellis was asked that in her closing last night, and she said, no, that's not what we're asking. We're asking you to follow the Constitution. So she's dancing around it. Let's just be honest. But here's the reality. Every one of these Republicans are really nervous about doing this. And that's why what I said to you yesterday, I think, is that thing that has to happen. That's what I said to my friend Mark Fincham, who was the Republican who ran the Arizona hearing. There's got to be something more to push these Republicans over the edge, so to speak, to actually do this, to actually choose electors, or to simply say, we're going to withhold our electors because there is enough data here, there's enough evidence that says we should, because we don't have the confidence that this is really truthful. And that, quite frankly, they violate the law, and this is an important point. They violate the law if they knowingly sign a document that they believe is not accurate here. And by voting for these electors or allowing them, having previously voted, is doing just that. You break the law as a lawmaker. Now, I can tell you, having served in the legislature, that's not something that you think about as a legislator. I mean, I was there during the 2000. I was in the Oregon High. My first session was 99. So I was there during the 2000 presidential election. I was there during the 2004 presidential election. And you vote for this stuff and you don't even think about it. Well, the reality is they're right. We are legally liable as legislators if we don't really pay attention to what we're doing. And you don't. You just don't. It's kind of automatic. You leave it to the parties. Well, we have a constitutional obligation. So I share all that with you to say the whole reason this stuff has come, this whole dog and pony show is happening, is to give legislators the courage to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this. Now, when Eric Schahn accepts the argument that these are not vote dumps, this is just all of the ballots that have been counted and they come in kind of all at once. Well, the colonel dispelled that. And it was a bit shocking to these Republicans. Because you know what it was? The colonel showed in his documents, when he was asked that question by that Michigan Republican representative, showed, no, the data is coming in from all of these servers at various times through the day. It is time and date stamped, and we have the evidence of it, and here it is. And what was surprising about that to these representatives is that that's not only not what they've been told, but what's surprising to them is that this is what happens everywhere. All of this data gets through this company called Clarity, and it goes to the people who pay Clarity a lot of money to aggregate all this data, and that's the New York Times. They're getting it in real time. But here's the problem. What these representatives didn't know, and what was shocking to them, is that this data was being transmitted earlier in the day before the polls closed, folks. Now, that to me is something new. I didn't know that. And this is why we have to have forensic people involved in this process. We need to be looking at all of this stuff. Because how do you know? In fact, I've got an email about this, and it ties into all of this right here to us in Oregon, okay? By the way, Smartmatic and Clarity and all of that stuff is employed by various voting vendors here in Oregon. They're licensed with these companies, ESNS, that did, you know, Polk County. Smartmatic is licensed with them. They're owned by Dominion. How do you know that your vote was actually recorded and counted the way you voted? How do you know that? You can check that your ballot was received, but you don't know, do you? I don't know. This is a problem. It's a problem, and I'll tell you why. This is why we have to go to hand ballots. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you want to keep vote by mail, that's fine. I don't like it. I've never liked it. But what we have to do is we have to go to hand counting. I know people think, Jeff, you're talking about going back into the Stone Age. Well, yeah. Because it's the only way to know it for sure. Now, even in hand counting, however, you have to have some of these other safeguards in place. Like, for instance, actually not having people from both parties sitting there looking over the shoulder, watching the hand count. Because we've had affidavits and a bunch of them put forward by the Trump campaign that say that we were standing there and a disputed ballot was looked at and the people doing it, looking at it, the official workers literally said, well, this one looks like it goes to Biden, even though it was clearly marked for Trump. The issue of kicking Republicans out of these in some of the, like we talked about in Detroit last night, was the witness. In which, in fact, the Democrat, the female black Democrat on the panel, legislator, called this immigrant, this woman telling her story, for which she signed an affidavit, folks, under penalty of law. She called her a liar. By the way, that was interesting because the Republican chairman of that committee was continually gaveling down this woman. My point to you is this. We've got to go back to a more secure voting system. That's why this fraud has to be exposed in its entirety. The actual evidence, the forensic evidence in these computers has got to be exposed. That is the only way we will ever have faith in our electoral system again. Am I right? Am I wrong about this? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, and I will do my best to read it on the air. There's more, including Kate Brown. In her budget, you know, she's got a lot of money for a lot of things, and it is a big budget. It's almost a 20% increase, okay? Now, your income didn't increase 20%, but by golly, if your spending does, how are you going to pay for it? Well, Kate Brown is delaying things like Measure 110, the funding for Measure 110. Oh, yeah. And there's something that she's being accused of in this story that I guarantee you will cause her to backtrack. When we come back, we'll talk with Glenn, 503-589-1220. What's it going to take for you to have confidence in our voting system again?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn. By the way, it's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. You're listening to Political Coffee. You can also send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, like the one I got from a particular person. Says, Jeff, you know, one day I missed your argument when you were talking about the results of voting. I just heard your email address. Do you mind if I ask you how to check and where, if my ballot arrived and how I voted, please? I can't listen to your program and wondering if I could get some kind of a link in email. Thanks for doing a great job. Well, thanks. And I will respond to this person by email. The simple question is what I just said. You can go on the Secretary of State's website, and I think most county websites that you're voting in, And you can check to see if your ballot was received. But what you, and the second part of this person's question was, and how I voted. You can't check that. That's the problem. You don't know. Given the revelations that we're more and more is coming out of these voting machine manipulations, don't you think that would be an important thing to know? I mean, the whole idea that you can have this, what really just amounts to a fractional reserve voting system is, you know, stunning, if you ask me. Jim writes me an email, by the way, about my yesterday's replay show at 6 o'clock in the evening. He said, where I made the point about how we need to make Republican legislators their lives miserable by protesting in front of their houses if they are reluctant to withhold or elect Trump electors in these battleground states where it is clear and it is obvious that there's evidence of voter fraud and manipulation. That's the problem with computers. That's why I say we got to go back to hand counting ballots. Well, he writes this. Maybe we should include Democrats in make their lives miserable efforts. Blanks like Wyden need to feel the burn when they pee. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eric Azer is a contractor, folks, that you can trust. You know, because frankly, you can't always trust him. You hear horror stories of contractors who don't do what they say they're going to do, or they get your house or your kitchen remodel ripped apart, and it goes on and it goes on and on. They don't come back when they say they're going to come back, and it really is a negative experience. Well, you don't get that with Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Check out his website and check out the great comments and the endorsements from satisfied customers. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning. Do you trust our voting system?
No, Jeff, because when the people go bad, everything goes bad. I think the new Democrat platform is thou shalt steal, thou shalt lie. Thou shalt bear false witness. You get what I'm saying. Just quite the opposite of what was written. I think, and you're talking very straightforward, it's a long process, but look how long it's taking with all the corruption. It isn't the amount of time, it's the amount of the corruption and who's doing the counting. You know, analog versus digital. In the old days of analog, you were hardwired. In digital, you're false wired. You go into interchanges through digital that can be interrupted and changed. In the hardwire system, they couldn't do it in days gone by. We're almost going to have to go back to that. Just like you're saying, the hand counting and people handing off information and then hardwiring it into a system. Not digitally entering into a system. Paul, when all the sorcerers came and they had to burn the books. It's yep. about time mm-hmm. for us to have some hard drives and software burning in some digital computer down by some digital computer companies to let them know that we're catching on to what they're doing. What we wanted to be good has turned to be evil. They're using it against us in the voting machines. They can corrupt the dams and the electrical system. They can corrupt the communication system because it's too easy to access and to divert the data with analog or with digital. Excuse me, with digital.
Sure, and in fact, there's a story that Tim sent me. It was an interview. Is it General McInerney again? And this is an interview with One American News Network with Pearson Sharp, and where he talks about Hammer and Scorecard as being these CIA-developed software programs that digitally can manipulate the vote in these things. And this is in addition to Smartmatic, which has this built into their system. So until we go back to, we have to get away from these digital systems because they're being exposed for being manipulative in terms of their existence. How do we get that done?
But Jeff, we switched out of the analog systems that could have been developed and hardwired and been just as good as the digital. They wanted this to happen. They wanted to switch from the analog to the digital because they knew they could corrupt the system. They knew how it worked and how the freeway system of these systems come together, and you can slide in there and manipulate it any way you want. It's harder to do with hard wiring. It just is. And they know it, and we know it. And now we know the consequences.
But that's one of their arguments, Glenn, is that these systems are not connected to the Internet. They can't be manipulated. And yet that colonel yesterday showed the diagram from Dominion Systems' own manual that shows how they are wired to the Internet. So you're suggesting that we keep them wired up? Analog?
They're trying to say to us that they are not connected into the Internet, but they are connected into the Internet. But they're supposed to say it has a protective wall, but it doesn't.
Yeah, no, you're right. It doesn't. And the colonel made that very clear. It's technology. It can be hacked. Thanks, Glenn. 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. If you're just joining us in Political Coffee, this is the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and how they impact your life and how you can use them to change your world. To persuade the persuadables. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Do you have faith and confidence in the voting system? Hearing what you're hearing, do you have faith in it? Are you going to trust it going forward? What would it take for you to trust it going forward? Now, if you're engaging in conversations with the persuadables, here's a thought you could use as a conversation starter. Do you know how your vote was counted? Now you can check to see if your ballot was received. But was your vote recorded the way you voted? How do you know that? You don't. Now, why is this important? Well, I'm going to tease you with that because I'm going to tell you in a moment. And it's pretty profound. And it comes from Sidney Powell. That's why I'm telling you, friends, next week is the pivotal week. What I believe, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I believe Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood have to put information out in public. Either they've been granted a hearing in their federal lawsuit in Georgia. They have to put actual evidence on the table of computerized vote manipulation. And I think they have it. And it comes from the smartest man in the room. According to the New York Times. And this guy is on Sidney Powell's team. Ponder that for a moment. Now, I'm going to get into Lynn Wood because Breitbart went hard against Lynn Wood, and it's too bad. And they took out of context something that he said at that rally yesterday that he and Sidney Powell were at. And I'll briefly touch on that. I also want to get to back to the Kate Brown story and how I think you're going to see her do a little backtracking. You know, on that measure that made it basically legal for you to possess heroin and meth and all of that. Yeah, she's not going to fund that thing in her budget. Or not right away, let's just put it that way. Well, there's one thing that she's being accused of that is going to cause her to turn around and do that different. You wait, mark my words. You know, I've been raving about this pain stick from ProBioscience that's, you know, got CBD. It's in a round, you know, kind of a roll-on tube like you would get, you know, roll-on deodorant, right? I can't say enough good things about it. I've never used any CBD product, for me personally, that is as effective as this thing is. Now, I happen to like the menthol smell that is included because I'm an old mint farmer and, you know, I love the coolness of putting a little mint oil on your skin. Well, this is the same thing you get when you rub this stuff on. Now, they have other smells and you know, rosemary, I think, is another. It's all very pleasant. More importantly, it's what it does for you that matters. Because I'll tell you, it takes away the pain and it lasts and it lasts and it lasts. And I mean, it really does. And if you buy any of their great products online this month, use the discount code Christ, which is the root of Christmas. We're in the Christmas month. Use the discount code Christ. You get 15% off. Check out all of their great products at pro-bioscience.com. That's pro and then the little dash mark, bioscience.com. Use the discount code Christ. Get 15% off. So the smartest man in the room is a guy by the name of Dr. Navid Keshawatsnia. I massacred that, but understand that's what it is. He was described by the New York Times as always the smartest man in the room. From the New York Times article, quote, in doing cybersecurity and technical counterintelligence work for the CIA, NSA, and FBI, he has spent decades connecting top secret dots. His qualifications included BA, MA, and PhD in various areas of electrical and computer engineering. Also, he's quoted as saying, I have advanced training from the Defense Intelligence Agency, Central Intelligence Agency, NSA, DHS Office of Intelligence, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Well, he joined Sidney Powell's team. Here's what he told the American Thinker in a recent article. Number one, hammer and scorecard is real. It's not a hoax. And both are used to manipulate election outcomes. Number two, Dominion, ESS, Seidel, and Smartmatic are all vulnerable to fraud and vote manipulation. And the mainstream media reported on these vulnerabilities in the past. And they did. We've seen that. Number three, Dominion has been used in other countries to forge election results. Number four, Dominion's corporate structure is deliberately confusing to hide relationships with Venezuela, China, and Cuba. Number five, Dominion machines are easily hackable. Number six, Dominion memory cards with cryptographic key access to the systems were stolen in 2019. Although he has no access to the machines, Dr. Kershavars has looked at available data about the election and the vote results, and based on that, he's concluded these things. Number one, the counts in disputed states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, show electronic manipulation. Number two, the simultaneous decision in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia to prevent, to pretend, quote, to halt counting votes was unprecedented, and it demonstrated a coordinated effort to collude towards desired results. Number three, 1-2% of votes were forged in Biden's favor. Number four, optical scanners were set to accept unverified, unvalidated ballots. We've heard lots of testimony about that. Again, under penalty and perjury of law, people signed affidavits to say that. Number six, the stolen cryptographic key, which applied to all voting systems, was used to alter vote counts. They would have forensic evidence that that was. Number seven, the favorable votes pouring in after hours for Biden could not be counted for by a Democrat preference for mailed-in ballots. They demonstrated manipulation. For example, in Pennsylvania, it was physically impossible to feed 400,000 ballots into the machines within 2 to 3 hours. Number eight, Dominion used Chinese parts, and there's reason to believe that China, Venezuela, and Cuba interfered in the election. Number nine, there was a hammer and scorecard cyber attack that altered votes in the battleground states and then forwarded the results to CITL servers in Frankfurt, Germany, to avoid detection. Number 10, the systems failed to produce any auditable results. There's the key. If hammer and scorecard were used, that means the CIA was trying, well, was engaging in another coup. We've heard a lot about that. If he can prove any of this stuff, in spite of number 10, that these systems failed to produce any auditable results. You see, they had to do that. Because if you can go back and you can audit it and you can find the truth, well, then you got a problem. The problem is that your elections would be thrown out because it would be proven to be fraudulent. The systems are set up to not leave the footprints, but yet, there is a way. And that is because there is data traffic. Now, this is what the colonel in last night's hearing was talking about. All of these data packets, right, these little bits of information that go over the internet, all of it gets time and date stamped between server to server. They know how much information went and where it went. But to find out why that information went to servers in CITL, in Frankfurt, Germany, in Spain, and that it came back into America, because apparently that's the traffic flow that's been exposed here. All of that has to be proven, folks. That's why I'm telling you. When you have the guy the New York Times says is the smartest man in the room say that the CIA's hammer and scorecard programs were used, that ought to tell everybody that something needs to be done to fix it. So what is that something? What do we do? How could you get it done? Maybe in a place like Oregon. Back to the answer to that. Is that little thing that came around me.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Like the one Anne-Marie just reminded me I needed to do is I needed, and I thought about this last night, and I just got wound up in all of this other stuff today, and I apologize for that. Remember I said something about praying at 11.06 p.m.? Well, let me tell you what that was all about in just a moment. You know, it's really cold out there. I think it's 27 degrees at my place right now. And my heat pump is just barely keeping up. Now, if you're like me, maybe the furnace isn't working, not working right enough, not keeping up. Maybe your heat pump isn't keeping up like mine isn't. Maybe you ought to call somebody like Freedom Heating and Air to come out and take a look at it. Maybe you've got something going on that needs to be fixed. You know what? Freedom Heating and Air has been in business in the Salem area for well over 40 years. And they've survived a lot of ups and downs. And you do that by taking care of your customers. So, you know, if you need something fixed in the air conditioning or the heating system of your home, call Freedom Heating and Air. They can take care of it for you and quickly. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. So, 11.06. You know, I try not to preach too much because I know some of you don't particularly like that, and that's fine. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. I'm a man of faith. I try to live it every day in my life. And I share things with you because I believe that prayer, I truly believe there is a God. I believe me, he's been active in my life. I'll tell you lots of stories about that. And I bet some of you can tell those same stories to me. This great nation is at a crossroads. There's no question about it. Maybe in a place we've never been before. We need prayer. We need divine intervention. Not just for this election right here, right now, so that all of this stuff can be exposed and we can do something about it, but for the future, for future generations. So, given all of that, that I believe that, I take part in some of the stuff, the opportunities that are out there on using the internet, using Facebook, using YouTube. And one of those is I've been following a number of what are in the evangelical community are called prophets. Okay. These are men and women who have a history of being very connected to the Lord and getting dreams and prophecies and sharing them, and most of them coming true. One of them is a guy by the name of Dutch Sheets. Dutch Sheets does a 15-minute prayer thing every day, puts it on YouTube. And he, along with a lot of these, in fact, all of them that I know of, are all saying the same thing. Donald Trump is going to serve another 4 years as president of this country. And that's been prophecy and revelation given to them by the Holy Spirit, okay? But we still have to pray. And what Dutch Sheets, he had this dream, and the dream was basically this, is that as every state came into being in America's history, starting with Delaware and moving right on the line, that for 3 minutes, starting at 12:30 Eastern time two nights ago, people needed to start praying. Just praying for the election, praying for the country, just for 3 minutes, even if it was just one person in each state. And they put a schedule up, and Oregon was scheduled to begin at 11:06 Pacific time. And I know that Anne-Marie and many others were online when that happened, and I saw a Facebook post and that they were going to participate. And they did. Now, I go to bed pretty early because I need to get up at 4 o'clock to do this radio show. Interestingly enough, I just happened to wake up at that time and started praying. I just didn't happen. It was the Lord waking me up at that time to do that. I believe in prayer. I believe in prayer for, yes, even people like Kate Brown. And she needs a lot of it, folks, let me tell you. As do all of our leaders, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, regressive, totalitarian, Marxist, little petty tyrant that Kate Brown is. She still needs prayer. She is going to backtrack on her not funding this voter measure, 110, that's supposed to put $57 million into expanded addiction treatment. This is where we've legalized heroin, meth. She's not going to do it. She's being accused of hurting people of color. Now, I'm going to tell you that to a Democrat, that's the kiss of death. Now, Kate Brown's, she's not done with being who she is in public service. She's done being, you know, 2 more years of governor. She's looking to go to D.C., I think, or she's looking to replace Ron Wyden in the U.S. Senate. She's not done. So being accused of hurting people of color with her budget, she's not going to let that stand, folks. She will either say something about it like tomorrow or later today, or she'll be working behind the scenes in the budget process and address it then. So for a Democrat to be accused of hurting people of color is the political kiss of death. Mark that down, and you will see that it is likely to be the case. Lynn Wood. Breitbart went hard after Lynn Wood, and they showed all of his donations over the years to Democrats. Well, he responded. Now, I think they've made a huge mistake in Breitbart doing that. And he responded. And this is on the Gateway Pundit, and I'll put it on the show plan. Well, he donated $375,000 to the Trump PAC. He gave Senator David Perdue $25,000. He gave $5,600 to Doug Collins. He has given $150,000 to Republican candidates, not including the president, Republican candidates, and to conservative PACs for congressional candidates. $150,000. Yet Breitbart has gone after him because he seemed to imply, and you got to go back and watch the actual things that he said. He seemed to imply that Republicans shouldn't vote. Not what he was saying. He was putting pressure on Perdue and Loeffler, the two senators in the runoff, to demand no Dominion machine voting, because he knows it'll be the same fraud that's happening. Thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you found it interesting.